Hot, dry weather is a challenge for gardeners who long for plants that won't wilt in high summer. Plants that conserve water often have thick, fleshy leaves and a cold succulence. They store water in their tissues. Hairiness on leaves and also silver-colored leaves are also signs that plants are drought-tolerant. One of the best groups of plants to investigate if you are planning a drought-tolerant garden are the sedums. The genus is made up of at least 250 species, so you can find them in all sizes. Many of the low-growing, mat-forming varieties are suitable for rock gardens or for edging beds near concrete sidewalks or driveways where the soil heats up and dries out. Some of the taller varieties, such as Autumn Joy, Ruby Glow, Matrona, and Vera Jameson, have attractive foliage as well as distinctive flower heads. They look well in clumps in the garden all through the growing season. They're easily divided so that you can repeat them in various places in your garden to provide coherence. The name sedum, meaning to calm, dates back to the time of the Romans, who grew sedum on their roofs to prevent them being struck by lightning. While it won't help with the lightning, planting sedum may help with your water bill.